Rajesh and Peter are unskilled, broke, and desperate. They turn to a life of crime, but realize to their horror that even that needs a little skill. Lotus FM presents Crime Newbies by Sitabile Mkhize.
What's going on?
I think we should move this along.
Boss!
I don't have any time to waste. You are either on board or not.
Let him in.
Boss, I don't know what they are planning, but you shouldn't trust a word they are saying.
Man, that must have been some crazy drinking session last night.
This morning, Rajesh and this new guy knocked me unconscious when I refused to let them drive here alone. They locked me in his room, so I couldn't get here. I had to jump off the balcony.
But why?
That's a good question. Rajesh, do you want to answer it?
I think we just need to get back on track with the conversation we were having before this stupid conversation.
Trust me, boss. I'm shorter off that than I ever been before. They are up to something.
What are you up to?
Maybe I didn't make myself clear. I need an answer now.
Right. Remind me again. What's the rush? This is the 21st century. We can always call or text or email to communicate.
That's not how I like to do my business.
That's how you've been managing your business for the last 3 years. I've never seen your face or heard your voice because you only work through impersonal technology. So, what you just said doesn't make any sense.
I think Junebug is trying to start a new stage in your relationship. There was no need for that kind of communication before, but now he wants to be partners, right?
Right. That's one way to spin it. Can I see one of those explosives?
Excuse me?
You said you've planted numerous bombs around this property. I want to see just one.
Are you insane? Do I look like a construction worker?
Just tell me where they are and I'll get one of my men to dig it up.
No.
Why?
Because I'm not playing any of your games.
Or maybe there's something else.
Bullet. No! How did you get in here? You know what? Don't answer that. What do you want?
I think I have something that you want.
Wait! Bullet, can I talk to you for a moment? Maybe we can sort something out amongst ourselves.
No. You're not sweet-talking your way out of this one.
Come on, please.
Somebody tell me what the hell is going on.
Your Junebug here is nothing more than Rajesh's uncle. A local businessman with a few small businesses.
What?
I think now is a good time to run.
Grab them!
Wait. Bullet, I can get your money.
I'm not listening to your lies, Rajesh.
I'm serious right now. You'll get it in the next hour. Do you think Big Boss is going to give it to you?
In the next hour?
Let go of me!
Shut up! Let me get this straight. You are not Junebug. You're Rajesh's uncle. I asked you a question.
Are you insane?
Shut up.
Do you think you can just make fun of me over and over and over again and there'll be no consequences? Answer me, dammit!
Let my father go!
Hello?
And who the hell are you?
I'm the man who's going to kill you if you touch my father one more time.
Rajesh, are you in trouble?
Big Boss, this is between me and you. Just let them go.
You've done this to me for the last time, Rajesh. And this time, you'll pay with your life.
Fine. I can accept that. Just let everyone else go.
No. You are no longer setting the terms here. I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'm going to enjoy every moment of it.
Before you have your fun, we still need to finalize the discussion of my payment.
Oh, would you stop whining about that? I told you, I've already paid for that job. I'm not paying for it again.
Well, someone has to pay for my work.
I wish you the best of luck with that, but that isn't my problem.
Whoa!
Hey. I suggest you make it your problem.
Don't be stupid, Bullet.
I think the word you're looking for is fed up. I'm fed up, and I'm not waiting one more moment for my money.
You're surrounded by over 20 people with guns who are ready and willing to shoot you on sight.
I only need enough time to get to one target.
I can get the money.
Shut up, Rajesh. There'll be plenty of time to explain yourself when I get to you.
My uncle can get 300,000 rand to your bank account. He just needs to call his banker.
How soon?
Within the next hour, 45 minutes max.
No one's going to trust you ever again, Rajesh. You can just stop talking.
I don't think you have much of a choice. You are in a standoff, and Bullet won't put his gun down until he has the money.
He's right, boss.
I have a personal banker who is always on standby.
Rajesh doesn't make that phone call. And you put your gun down, maniac.
What are you trying to achieve here?
I'm trying to buy us some time.
Enough time for what? A miracle to happen and save us from this whole situation.
A miracle in the form of that old policeman. I tried to send him the location. I'm too scared to check if he went through.
Even if he got it, we're an hour away from him. We will be long dead by the time he gets here.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. I think I need to come up with another plan.
Your uncle paying the money will give us some time. So you have a little time.
I don't want him to pay it. I'm tired of the shortcuts. I want this whole thing to be over once and for all.
You have already promised them the money.
They're distracted. I'm going to tackle Bullet, and you take Sam and Uncle and run as far as you can. If I can point a gun at the boss, all the attention will be on me.
Are you insane?
I'm doing it. Get ready to run.
No, don't. What the heck?
Stop. Everyone, step back.
You have reached the peak of your stupidity, Rajesh. Put that gun down now.
I said, get back.
Be ready on standby. Everyone.
Do you see all of these people? They all have their guns on you.
It's like Bullet said, I only need one target.
This is a whole different scenario. For one, you haven't held a gun in your life. And now you have me to worry about.
Stop moving closer.
Give me the gun, Rajesh. This is your best chance. If Bullet gets to you first, you won't make it.
I don't trust you.
You don't have a choice. Do you want to die today?
No.
Then give me the gun. It's okay. Just let go. Now!
What do you want to do with the bus?
Time up. I'm going to take my time with this one.
Do you hear something? It's the police!
What? Help! Help! Over here! Over here!
Rajesh!
Peter, how did you get the police here so fast?
I didn't. The policeman from Chatsworth called the closest police station and told them to get you. They were on their way here while we were running.
So my plan worked?
Yes, finally one of your plans actually worked. We're finally free from this whole mess.
Let go of me! You think this is over? Huh? This is far from over, Rajesh. If I go to jail, you're going with me. Your hands are just as dirty as mine. Do you hear me? We're going down together, Rajesh. You and me, we're going down together.
He's right, you know. There will probably be some consequences for us as well.
Oh, I don't care. I'm just glad that this is all over.
Hi, Rajesh.
Officer.
How have they been treating you in the jails?
From my limited experiences with prisons, I can say I'm being treated quite decently.
You do understand how lucky you are to have come out of this whole thing alive.
I do. But forgive me if the thought of spending 5 years in here does not make me feel particularly lucky sometimes.
That's understandable. But it's still better than a hole in the ground.
That is true. Is that why you called me here? To make sure I stay grateful?
No. I have an offer for you.
What kind of offer? I'm not exactly in the position to be getting job opportunities.
It's not a job. But it will require a bit of work from you.
You're starting to make me nervous. Just say what you have to say.
For the last few weeks, you've had access to the biggest organized crime organizations in the country. You learned how it works, who works there, and where they make their money.
Technically, yes.
No one else has ever gotten that close, and we want to pick your brain and find out everything you know about the whole organization.
You want me to be a snitch?
Well, yes. In exchange, we would reduce your sentence to 6 months, provided that you plead guilty.
Wouldn't the big boss's people be mad and try to kill me?
The most important people are in jail with their leader, and everyone else is just lost without him. With your information, we can make sure that we got the organization from the inside out. And while we do that, we'll make sure you always have someone protecting you.
I'll do it on one condition.
I just gave you a better deal than you could have hoped for. You still have a condition.
Yes. I don't want Peter charged with anything. I don't know what you have to do or say, but get him off the hook.
That might mean more jail time for you.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll do whatever to put this whole thing behind me. I won't be able to do that if Peter has a criminal record.
Fine. You have a deal.
Wow. Your crappy flat has never looked this good.
Yeah. Mediocrity gets a whole new flavor when you have known the taste of hell.
It looks like you've cleaned it up a bit. I kind of miss the pigsty that I left behind over 8 months ago.
We all have to grow up sometime.
Thanks for picking me up from the police station.
It's the least I can do. Do you want some coffee? I'm sure you could use a break from whatever you have been drinking.
I have been having fewer dreams about coffee. I would love that.
Hey!
Marisha?
Surprise. I leave you guys alone for a minute.
What are you doing here? I mean, how are you?
How are you? You're the one who just came back from prison.
I'm pretty good now.
I'm sorry I didn't get in contact with you all those months. This whole thing has been hard for me to navigate mentally. My father being in prison, you putting him there.
I understand. You don't have to explain.
No, I do. I know what you did was the right thing to do. It just took me a while to decide what I feel about it. And I think it makes me love you even more. You're exactly the person I thought you were.
What are you saying?
I guess I'm saying, I don't know, if you still want to do this, are you really going to make me say it?
Fine. I'll spare you. I missed you.
I missed you too.
Goodness, can I come back into my house now?
No!
Very funny. You should be thanking me for breaking up this little love fest because you need to call your mother.
Oh my goodness, Ma! I completely forgot.
You haven't called your mother?
I think his brain pushed it out as a survival mechanism. Trust me, their relationship is very entertaining and very problematic.
That is the most accurate description I have ever heard.
That was the final episode of Crime Newbies by Sitibile Mkhize. The cast this week was as follows: Rajesh Zahir Basa, Peter Seshan Bridgemohan, Sam Jerome Naidu, Marisha Simone Jade Govender, Uncle Yugeshin Pillay, James Eric Coolfire Khadebe, Big Boss Farrell Drew, his henchman Michael van Niekerk, Ma Mariam Basa, Bullet Wanda Zuma, and the policeman Pilam Tembu. Technical controllers were Thansa Nipal and Dion Chetty. Crime Newbies is directed and produced by Raisa Mohammed. This drama is a work of fiction. Any resemblance to anyone living or dead is entirely coincidental.